From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation into the incident but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. The NATO-led non-combat mission consists of around 13,000 soldiers and has been training Afghan national forces since January 2015. Also today, the Associated Press cites Romania's defense ministry saying two of its soldiers were killed and a third injured while training near Kandahar. A 72-hour ceasefire in Aleppo is in effect, the extension providing breathing space for residents of the northern Syrian city. Displaced families returned home, schools reopened, and vendors resumed some activities as the truce went into effect. The city has seen days of heavy fighting recently that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The United States welcomes the extension of the cessation of hostilities in Aleppo, but continues to seek broader results. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist, just hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. According to Turkish media, two friends of the gunman who fired at Ken Dündar, the editor-in-chief of an opposition paper, were detained for questioning today. Dündar was unharmed, but sentenced to 5 years and 10 months in prison. The paper's Ankara bureau chief sentenced to 5 years. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets, but not trying to topple the government. This is VOA News. Firefighters are battling massive wildfires that forced the evacuation of nearly 100,000 people in Alberta, Canada. The senior manager of wildfire prevention at the Province of Alberta Agriculture and Forestry Division, Chad Morrison, said the forest fires are continuing to burn out of control and could double in size.
This is a dynamic, challenging, extreme fire. So, you know, many things can happen. But at this point, the prediction over the next 2 days is for the fire to move away to the northeast.
Investigators are still trying to pinpoint the cause of the fires that so far have destroyed 1,600 homes and other buildings. Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become mayor of London after beating Conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign. Election results announced Friday night show Londoners voted Khan into office at a margin of 57% to Goldsmith's 43%. Quite a lead there. The new mayor spoke to journalists with a message about his future administration.
I'm only here today because of the opportunities and helping hand that our city gave to me and my family, and my burning ambition for our city that will guide my mayoralty is to ensure that all Londoners get the opportunities that our city gave to me.
Khan is a lawyer, and his victory offered a bit of hope to the Labour Party after it took losses in local and regional elections across Britain on Super Thursday, in which 45 million Britons were eligible to vote. He is the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital. President Barack Obama delivered a rousing commencement speech today at Washington, D.C.'s historically black Howard University, telling graduates that race relations have improved over the last 3 decades, but that more work needs to be done. Mr. Obama told the class of 2016 that America is, by almost every measure, better than it was when he graduated from college in 1983, and he said the world is better off these days as well.
In just the past 16 years, we've come from a world without marriage equality to one where it's a reality in nearly 24 countries. Around the world, more people live in democracies. We've lifted more than 1 billion people from extreme poverty. We've cut the child mortality rate worldwide by more than half.
Mr. Obama told the 2,300 graduates at the university that they had no excuse not to vote, as he said, you don't have to risk your life to cast a ballot because other people already did that for you. He is the first African-American president of the United States. And North Korea's historic ruling party Congress entered its second day with leader Kim Jong-un expected to gain a new, more prestigious title. He will soon be the general secretary of the Workers' Party, just like his father and grandfather before him. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.